Good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, Parking Lot Wisdom Day. So here we are for another adventure in the Energy of the Untamed Heart podcast. I'm Yael Fox, your host here. I was going to say your guest. Isn't that funny? I'm your guest and your host because it's a one-girl show today. So here we go. It is Thursday, and anybody who's been tagging along with me on any of the social media platforms, today's a significant day in my life. It marks 4 years since my brother passed, and it's been a day of sort of reflection, insight, gratitude, all the things. And I just want to share that here briefly with you. I talked about it on my timeline, but I'll share it here on the podcast in case folks don't head down that road. I feel that we are all here. We're divinely coded and gifted to be here as a spark of love from the universe. And as such, we all own very, very unique expressions of how do we choose to move through the world. Within that, we have the capacity to express things any way we choose, in a negative way, in a positive way, in an in-between way. We can swing back and forth like a pendulum, because why? We're a soul in a human body designed here to express all the things, to experience all the things. So the hardships in this life, honestly, are also a piece of what molds and shapes us to be the kind of person we choose to be and how we choose to walk our path. How do we find our way back? So my brother was very, very close to me, even though we lived very different lives. He, honest to God, was the most beautiful and kind soul trapped in such a tortured, psychologically tortured, emotionally tortured human existence. He was not able to find his way through because he was not able to understand and have the awareness that he had choice. So the long and the short is he left this earth 4 years ago, and I miss him dearly. But what I learned from it are several things. You know, his passing really upped my game, so to speak, really was the impetus to have me create this podcast, to share a message, to really dive into what's the gig, what are the stories we tell ourselves, what are the lies we tell ourselves, why do we put off living our best life when this is the only life we have and the only moment we have is this now moment? Why do we spend so much time giving all of our power and our strength and our everything to everything around us, to everybody else around us, and we don't lean into the fact that we're here as expressions of love to share the love? And when we belittle ourselves and self-doubt ourselves and wallow in the muck eternally here on earth, then we are doing a disservice not only to ourselves, but we're doing a disservice, truthfully, to something greater than ourselves. Call it what you will. But I feel that we're put here intentionally to help the collective, shift the collective, even if it's one heart at a time, but that's what we're here for. And how do we do it? We use our gifts and our tools that we are coded with, that we're born with as a soul in a human body. We use whatever that is, our voice, our thoughts, our expressions, our stories, our insights, our capacity to help our fellow neighbor hold their hand and walk part of their journey if they can't walk it for themselves right off, until they can walk it for themselves. We're not here to be alone. We're here to be connected in collaboration and in community. And our tools of kindness, love, integrity, compassion, trust, faith, those are our tools. And what are they doing? They're creating the result. What's the result? The result is love. The result is an impact in humanity and the collective to create the ripple effect of transformation, to up-level the entire freaking ass earth. Hello? So how does it happen? It has to start somewhere. And so as much as I miss my brother terribly, I'm so grateful, because the lessons that he taught me, the things that I have learned, the capacity to love myself more deeply, all I'm going to say were initiated through and by him, but the work itself is done within me. So that's where I'm at today on Parking Lot Wisdom on the podcast. I hope you find this useful, helpful. If you do, tag a friend, have them listen, subscribe so you don't miss. It's every Thursday, whether it's a single episode for myself or whether I have a guest. These are the things that I choose to talk about on Energy the Untamed Heart. Unleash, uncage your beautiful heart. People need you. People need to know of you. People need to be witness to the magic of who you are by virtue of just being who you are. And with that, I'm going to jump off. And I love you all so much. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your listenership. And stay tuned because there'll be another episode coming up. Love to you all.